A comprehensive plan for rebuilding New Orleans was unveiled today. A nonprofit group called the Urban Land Institute, working for a commission appointed by the mayor, made a series of recommendations on how and where the rebuilding of the city should take place. NPR's John Itzty has the story.
Asked everyone to take their seats.
The Urban Land Institute panel of planners, developers, architects, and financial and government experts delivered its recommendations at a public meeting in a crowded downtown hotel ballroom. They offered concrete suggestions for, among other things, restoring housing, encouraging more effective government, boosting the city's economic vitality, and creating secondary flood protection within the city's current levees. Carl Weisbrot, a New York City real estate executive and veteran of the city's post-9/11 rebuilding, urged the city to put aside its political and racial differences and speak with one voice as it seeks federal help.
God knows in New York we've had our political squabbles and our differences, but we did put them aside in order to address the immediate challenges that September 11th posed, and we were able, because we did that, to get immediate federal aid very, very quickly.
Federal funding will be key to New Orleans' revival. To handle those funds and manage the rebuilding, the ULI panel recommended creation of a new entity, the Crescent City Rebuilding Corporation. It would receive federal funds and manage the rebuilding process, said panel member Tony Salazar, a Los Angeles developer.
This corporation will have the ability to buy homes, buy property from owners who are unwilling or unable to rebuild in those investment areas that will be finalized later. It will have the power to purchase mortgages. It will be the conduit of all capital.
The Rebuilding Corporation's board would have 7 members, 3 appointed by President Bush, 2 by Louisiana's governor, and 1 each by the mayor and city council. The lack of local control implied by that arrangement may prove controversial, as could another ULI recommendation, a new board to oversee the management of the city government's finances. Through a series of color-coded maps showing flood levels, the panel also gently suggested that some of the most flood-devastated areas of the city might not be suitable for rebuilding and should be returned to parks or wetlands.
Particularly here in New Orleans East, nature is trying to tell us something about this area of the city. We see recapturing some very low spaces that can't really be developed.
That was Joseph Brown, a San Francisco redevelopment consultant. After the presentation, Joe Canaceros, a New Orleans real estate developer and member of the mayor's Bring Back New Orleans Commission, said the panel took some tough positions.
They pulled no punches. They talked about some of the tough things we have to deal with, particularly extremely low-lying areas, in areas where we have a low-income black population who we have to be very sensitive about.
Another commission member, neighborhood activist Barbara Majors, lives in one of those areas, the Lower Ninth Ward.
That's going to be a struggle. I'm of the belief that people have a right to rebuild where they are. However, there's some reality checks here. I can't go back where I lived and build my house on no flat slab. I was underwater 11 feet. I am sitting there equal to the lake. That don't make any sense. So I know that when I rebuild and where I live, I got to do it differently.
The Bring Back New Orleans Commission will study the ULI's recommendations and produce its comprehensive plan for rebuilding the city by year's end. John Itzty, NPR News, New Orleans.